Perek Yudbeis, Mishnah Hey. Kairis habayis v'hu aliyosh, ein aleihem ma'azeva, v'hein mechuvanis. If you have beams going across the ceiling of the ground floor, and you also have beams going across the ceiling of the second floor, and those beams are exactly aligned with each other, then, and there's breaks in between them. So the halacha is, tuma techas achas meim, if there's tuma underneath one of these beams, techteha tamei. Anything else that's under the same beam is going to be tamei. Bein hatachtoina lo'ogena. What if the tuma is between the ceiling of the lower floor and the ceiling of the upper floor? Then, beinehem tamei. Anything else between them is going to be tamei. However, items underneath the beam on the first floor are going to be tahar, and items above the ceiling of the second floor are also going to be tahar. Al gabei hol yoina, what if there's tuma on top of the second floor beams? Then kenegle atarekia tame, anything above it will be tame, but anything below it will be tahar, because being that these beams are in ohel, assuming that they're tefach wide, it will be chotzetz bifnei hatuma. What if these beams were not perfectly aligned between the first floor and the second floor, rather they were staggered? So now the spaces which are in between the beams on the first floor are now being sealed halachically by the beams on the second floor. In that case, if you have tuma underneath one of the beams, then tachas kulam tamei. Anything under any of the beams is going to be tamei, because we now have a ohel over all of the airspace, and therefore we now have one ohel formed across, and it will spread the tuma. Al gabehem, if the tuma is above them, kenegda rekia tame, above them till the rekia, till the sky will be tame. Mishnevav, kairashi nesuna mikaisel akaisel vakoma techtav. You have a beam going from one wall to another wall, and there's tuma underneath it. Emyeshba peseach tevach, if the beam is a tefach wide, it'll spread the tuma underneath the entire beam, as we discussed previously. V'yamlav, if the beam is not a tefach wide, tuma bekasva oila bekasvi eredes, the tuma will go up and down, and we will not look at this beam as a ohel. Kama yehi behekefa v'heba peseach tefach. If you're not sure if it's a tefach wide, well, you can measure the circumference of the beam. V'zman shehi agula, if it's a round beam, then hekefa shlesha tvachim, if it has a circumference of three tvachim, you know that the diameter is going to be one tefach and has the status of an ohel. Bezman shehi mirubas, however, if the beam is square, arba'a, then if you would have to have a square tefach, a square four tefachim, which means each side has to be a tefach in order to have a diameter of one tefach. Shehi mirubas yasar ala eagle ala agol, because a square object is one third larger than the circumference of a round object which share the same diameter.